There are 10 categories in this year's New Zealand Biosecurity Awards, including a category celebrating the achievements of kura, who are working to restore whenua and eradicate pests within their rohe. In fact, the awards are all about protecting the whenua against pests, building back our indigenous flora and fauna, and innovating ways to safeguard our moana and tai ao against introduced pollutants. The three finalists in Te Urukahika Māori Award were Te Whakahononga, a collaboration of mana whenua and Pākehā scientists working to find a cure for myrtle rust on kauri. Aki Taihere from Whangārei working on taonga protection, and Rep NZ from Te Rāwhiti, Ngāti Kuta Pātūkeha, they're working on eradication of kalupa.
Ngā haupu o Rāwhiti, Ngāti Kuta Rawa ko Pātūkeha. Very nice to have you here down in Parliament. Congratulations on the hard mahi that you've been doing up there. So Vicky, is this something that you have been doing your whole life? And actually this is just a continuation of kaitiakitanga for you. As you know it, it just happens that there is pūtea and it comes from the Crown.
Oh, it has been a lifetime. We're born into this as Māori. This is who we are, you know. Rep NZ is Restoration, Eradication, Preservation New Zealand, and that is the legal entity that we use.
So Arana, how has the degradation been of the tai ao and whenua over the generations in your rohe?
A lot of things have gone backwards and we're trying to move them forward and trying to recover a lot of the things that have turned on us during my lifetime. So it's a big mission and we're slowly getting there.
Vicky, we have seen the introduction of a lot of pests, exotic pests. Have they increased over the time? Has the different species increased in your time?
Exponentially, they've grown. There's more that we have come to know. They may have always been here for a bit while, but we're just starting to recognise which they are now and the damage that they can do.
How do they get into the rohe?
We're trying to track as many things as we can. A lot of them come by boat, plane. We're trying to understand that ourselves.
So tell us about the kaimahi that work with you, Vicky, in this space. How are they? Where did they come from? And how are they enjoying the mahi?
They're all whanaunga, people from the community. Rana and I are just two cogs of a massive, massive wheel. So we have the whole community, both Māori and non-Māori, all involved in this, young and old.
Vicky, will they ever be eradicated or do we have to live with them and contain them?
Well, tonight we're here at Biosecurity New Zealand. Ko tātou is the theme, isn't it? So, ko tātou, this is us. We can. Together we can.
You think we can eradicate totally?
I wouldn't have called the company rep for no reason at all. It's got Restoration, Eradication, Preservation NZ. So eradication is the goal.
How dependent are you, Vicky, on the pūtea from the Crown? And given that the Jobs for Nature is also closing down, how critical is it that the continuation of pūtea for our whānau?
Very critical that the funding still continues for this massive amount of mahi that as Māoris we do majority for free. Our time we give, our money we give. So the government needs to step up and continue the support of all these mahi, important, predator free.
Have some of our kaimahi, have they worked before and did it give them an opportunity to find mahi that they would enjoy because they're getting their hands in the soil and their feet on the whenua?
Definitely, yeah. A lot of the whānau that we employ, they've never worked in that space and we've given them the tickets to actually do that mahi and then given them a goal to, like, going for a taonga species that you can reintroduce to pest-free islands. It gives them a connection to that actual program.
How important are the pūrākau Māori, the pūrākau tawhito of your iwi and the mātauranga of how they do kaitiakitanga?
Well, in order to go forward, we must recognise the past. There is no way forward without looking back.
What kind of pests are we looking at?
My main pest at the moment is a pest weed, so it's kalupa. I managed to find it in the Bay of Islands. It's made MPI open the eyes that it's on mainland now, that it used to be on only two outlying islands. Now it's on the mainland. It's a little bit concerning to them now, so it's actually broken it open to New Zealand now that we might be able to go to eradication. We've just come to a piece where we've done a trial and then hopefully that can give us a costing to give back to the government.
Myrtle rust?
We're one of the groups that actually found myrtle rust in the Bay of Islands again in a nursery. So I've been involved in quite a few firsts for New Zealand. Myrtle rust for one, kalupa for another one. So we do get quite a few ngangaras coming to our Bay of Islands.
So me and my cousins, when we were younger, we used to shoot possums. Are they still a bugger of a pest?
Oh, they're a bugger of a pest, all right. Any pest is a pest. Possums are one of them.
Well, Adam, thank you so very much for all your mahi. Thank you so very much, Vicky, for all the mahi that you do and for taking care of our whenua. Ngā mihi ki a kōrua. Nikki Wakefield, congratulations on being a finalist here at the Biodiversity Awards. What does it mean to the whānau to be here?
Oh, really proud we've got our mokopuna from across Te Wairiki, Ngāti Kurora, Ngāti Wai, Ngā Hapū o Whangarei that have been training up, and now they're up for a national award. It means a lot to be alongside our heroes, really. We're in the same category as Vicky and Rana Refa, and so they're from Te Rāwhiti, and they're kind of like heroes of the north, because, you know, he ha ngā piki me ngā heke or te muni o te kawana, they're there doing it in their rohe because they know what needs to be done, and so we look to them as great examples.
This is all about kaitiakitanga o te nahere o te tai ao. This is mahi that we would have been doing anyway.
So many of our kaitiaki rōpū across the north have to jump from funded project to funded project. There's no funding commitment for the mahi that our people need to do. It wasn't us that introduced these pests, you know, and we look to the Crown for that commitment for our self-determined response to eradicate them. We saw that if you're just tied to one project, you might not have a job in 3 years. And we've got heaps of whānau in that now with the end of the Jobs for Nature, also the end of the science challenge. All of these things are just falling off a cliff. 2012, we had 4 contractors. That's grown to 10 employees now, 10 whānau that are involved every day on the ground looking after our whenua. So we look to set ourselves up as contractors so that we can be more resilient and be there willing to train up, whether it's killing a possum, eradicating wilding pines, or we've got invasive species in Whangarei Heads, batwing. It's like a passion flower. It can take over the ngahere, and our crew are specialists in the eradication of that. So, you know, our team are committed to the whenua. So we've got young ones, you know, fresh out of high school. Then we've got, coming up kaumātua that are part of our team. And so when you're working with whānau, you know, there's a lot of people watching your back and looking after you. It's pretty special to be part of a rōpū Māori, but then also rōpū whānau.
What has the degradation been like in your whenua, in your rohe, over the years, over the generations?
In Whangarei, we're down to really heavily impacted tai ao. The harbour's full of mud. The wetlands, you know, they're gone. And the taonga species that are left, you know, they need a lot of help.
You not only do the tai ao, but you do whenua restoration as well. So how have you seen the different methodologies, Pākehā, Mātauranga Pākehā, with Mātauranga Māori, working in collaboration, has it been?
By setting ourselves up as contractors is just a step towards that mana whakahaere. And that creates a space, you know, to innovate, to be informed by the maramataka and the other cycles, you know, of the tai ao. There's still such a long way to go. You know, we're really lucky and hugely privileged to have crew out on the ground connecting with our whenua and places of significance and looking after rākau taketake, but, you know, then what? And then when we look to what needs to be done to restore it, we're not the decision makers.
Thank you so very much, Nikki.
The winner of the Te Iru Kahika Māori Awards is Ngā Hapū o Te Rāwhiti, Ngāti Kutu Rāua, Ko Pātake, Dāripi, NZ.
Wow, we were not expecting this. We sit on a maunga called Rākau Mangamanga. People ask us, what is it that you do? And the majority of the time is everything. Hūtia te rito o te harakeke, kei hea te kōmako e kō. Whakatairangitia, rere ki uta, rere ki tai. Ki mai koe ki ahau, he aha te mea nui o tēnei au. Mā kue ki atu, he tangata, he tangata, he tangata. Tihei wā mauri ora.
Te rito o te hara ke ke kei hea te ko mā koe ko.
And in other awards, Te Arawa Lakes won a Sure Quality Emerging Leader for their mahi in schools and eradicating the catfish killer species. And the New Zealand Biosecurity Overall Supreme Winner went to Te Rāwhiti, Ngāti Kuta Pātū Keha. At the New Zealand Biosecurity Awards, for Irirangi Wātea, I'm Claudette Hawiti.